Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. Guess what? It is Friday. Yay. Boy, it sure seems like a long week to me. I hope you folks did manage to survive A-okay, because here we are ready to kick off the weekend with the Friday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am Deborah Lee, and I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for the next hour, at least. And this is my fine co-host. This is Jimbo Baggins, and he's also your host, Master Ceremonies, Mater D, in the Psychic Love Doctor Facebook live show that we are running right now on the Facebook. What is it? The Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook.
I was just checking. We sound good.
We're good. All right. So hello to all of you Facebookers that love to join us. We love having you.
And the bloggers.
And this also goes out to those of you in Blog Talk land that are listening to us and hopefully preparing to call in. And Jim's going to give you some good tips on that in a minute. I want to remind everybody, we're using only ordinary playing cards for the readings that are given during these shows. This is, of course, the method that my grandmother taught me way back, early 80s, I believe it was. And I took her, well, she gave me the fundamentals. I spent a good 20 years expanding on them and turning them actually into a teachable course. And I do. And eventually, before too long, I'll be giving you all information on that. So again, ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other great systems that are out there. This one is personal prophecy. And now I'm turning it over to Jimbo.
All right. Reminder, the show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer.
Let's explain that. We haven't done that for a little bit. To explain, we have the internet gods like to have that. They like a disclaimer. But we enjoy using one so that nobody out there is brand new gets a reading that just blows their mind and they make all sorts of really radical changes in their lives.
That disclaimer is not going to stop them from doing that. That's going to stop them from coming back and getting 15 lawyers coming after us saying, you said this was for sure going to happen.
Yeah. So we just put that out there.
No. Negative goes right in. You shall not sue. Okay.
Yes.
Also, we'd like to let everybody know if you are an international caller or an international viewer on Facebook, just let us know. We'll give you an international shout out live. And I don't think we actually have one yet. That's interesting. We got like a handful of people from Minnesota, which is odd, which is almost like from another country.
And you have a minor celebrity amongst you.
Minor celebrity.
That would be Nick Beck, who is a star in Duluth, Minnesota.
Is he? What is he star in?
His work as a, I'm trying to think of a really great way to
say
it.
Why would you set him up for that?
Because he's right here and he said, hi, Mom.
Yeah, but I don't know that he wants to be called a star.
Well, I think you're a star, and to me, you always will be. He's my firstborn son, and I'm happy to have you.
They actually got snow this morning, they said.
Oh, my goodness.
It is getting, you're getting near the back end of October now.
I've got to tell you,
that's not out of control.
I cannot remember any Halloween that we weren't wearing winter boots and snow jackets.
I do. I remember some that were, it's weird. I remember some that were pretty pleasant, where the costume was enough. You know, the little stupid little costume was like a light jacket.
Yeah.
I remember some. It's like anywhere. It's not always 5,000 below. It's not always 15 feet of snow. But it's, you'd be better to assume it's going to be. I'll tell you that.
Well, that was Nick who said that about the snow.
That was Nicole.
Oh, Nicole, yeah.
They're all in Minnesota.
Yes.
It snowed one place, and it had a little snow the other. It is what it is. All right.
And you know, Nicole, I don't know if I've read for you yet, but we're from Minnesota, too. The land of greatness. Or is it 10,000 lakes?
It is the land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, okay. And a lot of loon poop.
I haven't even gotten through any of my stuff to talk about.
All right, I'm sorry. You may have the floor.
All right. That number to call in, because it's primary call-in show, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. And we have a few people on hold already. When you call in, you'll hear like an automated chick saying, hey, with an English accent, basically saying, please wait. You can listen to the show while you wait. And that's a true statement. You can listen to the show. And when you hear the show, everything's working normal. Every so many months, you get a glitchy night or something. If you call in and you hear silence, something's wrong in Bangkok. Hang up, call in again. It keeps happening. If you have any ability to notify us, let us know.
Like through Facebook?
Yeah.
On
some of the people calling in are also on Facebook.
Yeah.
But otherwise, most of the time, everything's cool when you hear the show. I just called in. It sounds, we're not choppy or everything's fine, no laggy, no nothing. Delay is very small. When we take your call, please do all the following if you safely and legally can. You know, the old disclaimer. Get off that speakerphone when you go live. Get off them Bluetooth devices. They're all cool, convenient, and everything. We'll explain why at the end of all this. Do not. Please stop doing all your multitasking, because you got to do that when you're on hold so you don't fall asleep or die of boredom. And all your background noises, because you're on hold, you probably got stuff going on. You got to shut all that stuff down. Basically, in the perfect world, get into pretend you could find a library with a really good cell phone reception area, like in your house. No background noises, not doing dishes, you're not chasing kids around with a shotgun or anything like that, you know. Just be cool. Be cool. Be cool. But that's the legal and safe disclaimer, too. We don't want you to start doing things where the law says you're not supposed to, or you're doing something safe driving down the road and you shouldn't be doing that. So, all right. And the background behind that is your call is not just going to a buddy down the street bouncing off a cell phone tower or two. It's going through the internet. It's going through this website. It comes out of our computer speakers, and the quality is like by the time. I mean, it's not bad, but it has a level of being degraded. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know. So that's what that is. Folks that cannot call in, and we have those folks typically. Oh, where's our UK?
Who's here?
International shout out to Mike from the UK.
Mike, right, love back. Having you with us.
And speaking of which, for the folks that can't call in, not always international folks. We have a lot of domestic people that can't call in for one reason, you know, their cell phone dies or whatever. We will shift the floor, give a couple little pockets of openings for the messenger folks to messenger, but you have to messenger Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
Not Psychic Love Doctor Show, Deborah Lee, and you have to be friends with her before you. It has to be. Otherwise, you can message her. It'd be horrible if you could just message anybody on Earth without being friends. I mean, that just people would not be happy. But the key there is Facebook Messenger is free, and therefore it doesn't have a lot of good bells and whistles like automatic holds and stuff like that.
Right.
So you cannot messenger us unless we actually make it very clear that now is the time to do so. Otherwise, if you messenger us out of the blue, God's staying up. There's nothing else we can do. All right, let's see here.
All right.
One more thing. Oh, tonight is Friday night, which means...
Yeah! Rebel cards!
It is no angelic healing, angelic this, angelic that. These are rebel cards, and they're not satanic, but they're not sugar-coated.
No, they get right up in your face.
They'll call you a dumbass if you act like you're a dumbass. They're gonna
tell
you
that. Kind of polish them up a little, because there's a lot of F-bombs.
I do a little bit. We probably don't have to, but you know, we're also broadcasting live on Facebook, and that's Gestapo. So, you know, I don't want to. You just look cross-eyed at somebody and get banned.
Yeah,
Facebook,
I've gone to that Crossbar Hotel.
Face bar. I hate face bar.
And I'll tell you, it is not a fun experience. So no, we'll say, watch that F whatever.
And Nicole says she actually has those cards and laughed.
Oh my God.
Well,
some people don't believe they're real, and they are.
Well, as little as, yeah, you can Google anything and find these. They probably were on Amazon, possibly.
I got them off of Amazon.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
You were just telling them that no more questions.
I didn't actually get to that.
All right.
We got diverted when we started talking about Rebel cards and all that stuff. But anyway, yes, when you hear, that means, because we've got lots of callers, that means that your actual intuitive carding with Deborah has come to an end. But don't hang up, because I'm going to give you a Rebel card for the road. I'll tell you what this song doesn't mean. Deborah, by the way, how about this question? How about that question? How about this question? No, that ship just sailed when you hear that little yee-haw. And I'm going to start gigging you for violating that, too.
I get excited with
you,
them.
Well, I don't give a flying snot how excited you get. Don't care. We got people. We got time. We got to move on. If people want to have that personal one-on-one time, all the questions I want, we know how to do that. Go to thepsychiclovedoctor.com and arrange for a personal reading. There's probably people on who have already done so can attest to how they like them a lot because I won't be here doing this.
Yeah.
While you're getting that reading, they're just you and her and your time block all to yourself.
It's like Seinfeld's soup Nazi. No soup for you.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
What?
That is at the point now where that's actually dating people to be old. Seinfeld shows that kind of.
Well, it was a long time ago.
I know,
ago.
But it doesn't seem like it to us.
No.
You know, we used to watch, like, those old sitcoms.
All the
Happy
time.
Days and all that crap, so. But.
All right, let's get rolling here.
I think the time has come for all us to take. All right, let's just do this. Area code 305, first caller, Florida 305. Welcome to the show.
Hi there, Florida. What's your first name? And welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Eileen calling you guys. I spoke to you a couple of days ago.
Okay.
What's up is this lady came back into my life since June. She sent a proposal for me, and she sent another email, and it has to do with selling my artwork on their website. But is the only issue I believe I had was being white labeled, and unfortunately the posters would fall under a blank brand on site, but can still have my name and packaging.
That sounds crap.
What is?
So that means the actual artwork itself is not going to have any indication that you did that?
That's what it means, right?
But I thought that meant.
So let me ask you.
I wouldn't like it.
So is this like deception? No,
yeah,
I'm not. As far as for money goes, no.
Yeah.
I have a 60-year reputation. I would never jeopardize.
Yeah.
So what would you like me to do for your reading?
As far as that goes.
Yeah.
They're not going to change their process. But what I want to know is, would my name be on the website, on their website?
Oh. Okay. All right. So that wasn't really clearly stated one way or the other, I take it. Okay.
Right. It says... It would have their brand on site, but can still have my name and packaging. So that's the confusion.
So that's as if I took my work and I was going to put it on this website. My name would be on the packaging, right?
Yeah, so what? They unwrap the packaging and throw it away, but the actual art that they hang and won't have, I don't like it, but I'm not an artist.
Well, it sounds like you're doing, going away. Go, I mean...
But she's looking at the, would her name at least be on the website somehow?
Yeah, would my name be visible?
Yeah, that would be, well, if the cards don't show it, you better ask them flat out, but let's see what it says.
Have you, first of all, visited their website, or are they still under construction?
No, this is a $4 billion website a year. Oh. They make about $4 billion worth of sales.
They must do lots of things besides art.
No, they do furniture, they do household, they do house, you know, goods. It's a very, I'm not going to say the name, it's just a very well-known company.
Yeah, I could probably throw a couple out there, but we're not going to do that either.
I do think your work is stunning, by the way.
Thank you.
I spent a deal of time looking at it. And this
well,
is
I
no-
want to send you guys as a gift. I'm going to send you something. I just need to know what size.
Size
of what?
What size? Are you sending us underwear?
Well, size of, I'm going to send you a print, but we'll talk about that, okay? In
yeah,
email.
Yeah, that
yes.
sounds like an off-air.
Oh, I'm
comment.
Excited.
Well, that'll be interesting. I mean, Deborah's going to have, well, there is actually probably maybe in this entire house, probably maybe 13 square feet of wall that's uncovered.
Gotcha.
And that's in
all
the
right.
entire
so,
house.
That helps.
But
that helps.
She'll kick, she'll take something
sacrifice.
Down.
Thanks.
She will take, she likes to rotate the crops, so
yes.
don't worry about that.
Okay,
she'll tell
but,
you.
Okay, now let's
so this
have.
Is,
yeah,
let's see
ahead.
What the thing says, because I want to know if this is like a deceptive kind of situation, because
well,
I'm not going that route.
On their
I
website,
agree.
Do you see other people's names being...
I do, and I wrote it in the email back. I said, look at all these artists' names.
Yeah.
They're on their website. So I want to know, in that relationship, I want to know, what does that mean, a white label?
It's,
except I looked it up.
No,
what it means
yeah.
is...
Yeah, what does the white label mean?
White labeling is like a company decides they want to sell mouse pads. So they go find a manufacturer who makes mouse pads, but then they put their name on it.
I got it. Well, this looks like in your reading to be a negotiable point if you were going to pursue this. And by the way, there's there's two people here, male and female, and they really want your work. They're very sincere. But
okay.
You've got to make a decision if, you know, are you would you then be exclusive where you can't sell your work elsewhere? That wouldn't be fair, would it?
No, that won't happen. Anytime
yeah.
that has come up in my life, I said, I'm sorry, I work for God, and God puts me where I have to be, so there is no exclusivity in my life.
Right, and this isn't feeding your children this stuff. This is not why you're doing this, right?
No, and I'll tell
no.
you, sure to come true, my favorite designation in the whole layout, I see that you are going to be approached. You can't miss this. This isn't like a plane you got to catch at a certain time, or forget it, you missed it. This is going to be a really important offer coming for you. And it's big.
Is it from these people or somebody else?
Somebody else.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, so that's what God always gives me. He gives me two choices. You know, which one are you really going for? Are you going for the fame and fortune, or are you going for me? And I'll go, oh, I always go for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also think that, like, you described them like this is a gigantic company.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to be flexible for every individual case. We know that.
No, and they can also promise things they don't deliver.
Yeah, if it's not, I mean, yeah, they better be in an email because that's close to being a legal document, but it better not be on the phone even.
I really hope this helped you in your decision-making.
Yeah, well, if I'm having another opportunity come to me, it always does that. There's always like two things on the table, and then I have to pick. Yeah.
Well, that's very fortunate, though. Choices are good, even though they can be difficult.
Very, yeah. And
so do you see that other opportunity coming in the near couple of months?
I would say yes, because it's sure to come true. Some things have taken a very long time, but I feel immediacy with this. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I have always.
I'll let you know.
I've always what? Seen amazing things for you.
Sure.
Always.
Awesome. And don't depart yet.
Yeah, because he's got a.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow, that was a big delay.
Your rebel card.
Stand by for your rebel card reading. And it's
okay.
Frick fear. Forget fear.
F-bomb fear.
It will lie to your face.
Oh, won't it, though?
Fear will, yes. All right.
So be fearless and charge forward.
Yeah, and don't...
Today,
don't go ahead.
Today,
go ahead.
My friend read from this book on the Tibetan Book of the Dead. When she opened up, the whole thing was all about fearlessness.
Oh, my God. What
yeah.
serendipity. I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's
fear,
why I had to say
fear.
That.
I thought it's interesting because sometimes fear can drive people to motivate people to do the right thing, and most of the time it does not.
They hang back in fear and don't do
yeah,
anything.
A lot of times people
yeah.
figure out they have courage they've never had before. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bad, but, all right, anyway.
Well, I'm a pretty fearless person, but I also have integrity. So that'll always set me straight.
And
thank
bring,
you, guys.
It'll
yeah.
bring blessings. And thank you.
Thank you. You too. And we'll be in touch, okay?
All right, hon.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know
bye.
Where to
you
find
welcome.
Her and
bye.
Us.
Oh, that's great.
It was, and I think, here's what's cool. Luna said, kind of cool, her and her family are out doing a zombie paintball and haunted hayride.
I saw it online.
That's pretty badass, paintball and a hayride.
Yeah, I saw it.
What about that?
Yeah, what about this?
What is that? No, I don't think it's hide behind the speaker. We have our own little, our haunted little skeleton dog.
Yeah, they're at
the
Home
holidays.
Depot.
There it is. Look at
yeah.
See the eyes light up. It wiggles its tail. You have to flip it. Have to flip it sideways. Something. Off and on, we'll display it
that's
for the next couple of weeks.
That's our
Halloween thing.
Yeah. It's
we don't have a lot of
mascot,
room to display
right.
much Halloween stuff, so.
Well,
that's
I hope
what we
you guys
going.
Are having an awesome time. Are they still there, or did are they done?
I don't. She just said that's what they're doing.
I saw the pictures. Look great.
Okay.
Okay.
Okie dokie pokey. We're going to go to our next caller.
Mm.
203. Up to the. We went from one part of the eastern coast to the other part, the cold part, Connecticut. Welcome to the show.
Connecticut.
203.
Welcome. And who are you?
Hey, it's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Welcome
in. Hi. So do you have any snow yet? No snow?
Have you what?
Snow.
Snow, that white stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
You'll
is
get it.
It.
Nah, well, we don't know.
We don't have our finger on the Connecticut weather pulse. So. But what do you got, Deb?
Yeah.
Or well, actually, Pat, what's your question?
Yeah, Pat, what's happening for you?
What's happening?
Actually, I promised Chance could ask, but something came up today I want to ask you. I ran into that guy that I asked you about that I ran into earlier at the food store.
Yes.
And?
And we started talking, and he asked me what was going on with the brace on my knee, so I told him. And then, you know what? I think I'm so mad at myself. He asked me, we were talking, and I was talking too much, and how did it happen, and blah, blah, blah. I said, I have a couple of theories. And he said, what's your theory? I'm so mad at myself. I said, well, I had a stroke 2 years ago, and I think, you know, that messed up my leg. He said, oh, Jesus. I thought, why did I tell him that? Oh, my God, Deborah.
I don't think you. I don't think you revealed anything that
should
have been kept secret. Is what I'm
and
saying.
And you know what? Here's the thing.
It's a physical ailment. It happens. There's no.
When
you've
said
no
or done something that you didn't anticipate, it's the way it was supposed to go. So
I know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Maybe it was meant to be, right?
That's what I think.
Plus, you didn't say like you had some kind of weird gynecological,
gynecological. No, you weren't talking about anything.
You guys were talking about an ailment you had, and you said, here's my theory, and this is what I think it is. I think it's perfectly obvious.
Yeah.
If someone told me that I was interested in, I'd think, well, you know, maybe this person isn't too healthy. Maybe this person's going to die.
I know what, though. When you're first meeting somebody, I don't think you're already got your little book out doing checkboxes on living forever or not, you know, that type of thing.
Do you want me to look at what he's thinking?
At least that's something you're talking about revealing later.
Right.
You know?
Thank you.
You've got it out there. Now you don't have to worry about ever talking about it. Bringing it up again.
That's right.
It's out.
Right.
I have no issues with that myself. I don't think that was a big... I think that men and women... worry about these things they reveal more than they need to. I think we are our own worst enemies, us guys and us women, when we have like first few encounters, we're like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. And I think 90% of the time what you said isn't going to just blow up in somebody's face. You know, I wouldn't. Somebody says they had a stroke and
within reason.
Yes. I'm just saying something like that, a real medical condition. You know, that's not like something like I've got this communicable disease. I just coughed on you. You're screwed.
No, but I
no.
think you use some discretion. A woman that would come to our office quite frequently often just told strangers, oh, you got a cute baby, but I've had 3 abortions. I'm not having any more kids. And it always, it disturbed me.
It's disturbing, but I would think that I would.
What?
I don't know that wouldn't bother me as in offending me. It would bother me as in, boy, you don't know what you're saying. But anyway, go ahead, Deb. What do you got?
Are you ready, Pat?
Are you ready?
And yeah. I'm holding my right hand up to God, so you will know I'm telling you the absolute truth.
Where is he?
He's here. Don't worry. He's here. And it's under sure to come true. Oh, my goodness.
Holy guacamole.
All right, here it is. He's going to ask you for a date. Eventually. Okay. He's not going to rush into it, but he keeps turning up on your path. He's showing up. And I feel that he finds you really charming, really. Now, see, I feel from him the spontaneity of you being just honest.
I have no issues with that.
Oh, good.
I think he would like that.
I think that means if somebody that's going to start throwing stuff like that out, I don't think you have to worry about them hiding things from you.
Indeed.
That's why. Yeah, that's where I was kind of going. I think there's nothing wrong with what she did.
Okay.
But
He actually made me laugh. He said, "How are you doing?" I said, "I'm great." Really no symptoms from it. And then I said, "You know what? I don't think it was 2 years ago. I think it was a year ago I had it." He said, "Yeah, you got no symptoms from the stroke, right? You can't remember." So he was funny. He made me laugh.
He had a good sense of humor.
He's
going to be bringing up other topics next time you see him. I feel he's going to venture around to what plans do you have for the holidays? And eventually he may say, well, what kind of work does he do, or is he retired?
I just found out. I asked the woman where I was picking up some dessert. I asked her about him. He said, oh, he's a nice guy. She said he went to a big Ivy League college, which is where I live. He said, but he's a carpenter.
Oh, and, that's an honorable.
Very down to earth. That's why, he kind of dresses like I do, our workday clothes all the time. I'm pretty messy, walking dogs and stuff, and he looked like a painter or something like that. He's a carpenter.
That's when it happens. When you aren't wearing your fancy clothes, you meet somebody when.
But that's a good thing. That's what, because
the
I'm,
big guy upstairs or dangerous.
And that's because then there's no things that need to be revealed later. It's like, that's how the person normally looks. Instead of like when you set up this big, huge first meeting, everybody's putting all their clothes on they never wear.
Yeah,
I know. I feel that he's going to start working up to doing something with you. Maybe a little Christmas cheer, Christmas tea, or Thanksgiving, something like that. So, look at the great strides in your life. This is awesome. Really.
It was funny. I bought one dessert to split with my sister tomorrow. She's cooking dinner. And then I looked at it and I thought, she's going to want the whole piece. So I went back to get so we could have two pieces. And I thought, it's too late in the day. This guy isn't going to be in the store at this hour. And there he was.
Yep, there he was.
Yeah, you can't predict stuff like that. Nope.
No, that surprised me. Anyway.
It'll make a fascinating story later in life.
All right.
I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Stand by for your RoboCard reading. No. Subject is love.
Yeah.
It says, get some, give some. It'll cheer your ass up. Gotta love the RoboCard.
Seriously?
That was the
guy. Seriously, yes.
Oh, it's a RoboCard. Yeah. Oh, indeed. A real deck. We have somebody else here that actually has that deck.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
I like it. All right. Thank you so much, Pat.
Thank you, guys. Thank you,
so
guys.
Love you. Thank you. Talk
Have
to you
a good
soon.
Night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let me do it. Oh, I'm trying to type, but I hate it when the little mouse gets right in the way where you're typing, so you don't know.
Yeah.
I should just trust myself. But how long have we been typing? I've been typing since I was, like, in high school.
Oh, I started before that, but it was hunt and peck.
I did too, but I mean, I actually took my first typing class like either junior or senior in high school, right? And then that opened up a whole. And that was like computers weren't even on anybody's
mind.
No,
did you learn on the manual?
No, at home I learned on the manual. I typed on a manual all the time at home, and then when I first sat down the electric typewriter, it was like, the keys got jammed up because the manual. you actually have to move the keystroke about that far. And the electric, it's like your computer keyboard. You just touch. So if you've never had, if you've been doing manual your whole time, getting really good at it, and then you sit down with electric typewriter, you go like, because sometimes, because when you get good with a manual, you start typing the key, right?
Yeah.
And you're already starting pushing the other one. You don't do the electric typewriter.
Was that that little ball?
No, it wasn't the sophisticated ball one yet. It was still keys coming up. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And they would go like, brrr, jam. All right, anyway. That's what we got going for us. All righty. I forgot to give, I didn't forget. She just came recently. Laura. From Canada, international shout out.
Yay, Laura. Laura's in the house.
Let it all out. Okay, there's an old 90s, I think. Maybe 80s, actually.
I hope you're keeping your day job.
I don't know if I'm keeping my day job until they throw dirt on my grave.
Yeah, I'm kidding, though. I meant about your
I
name.
Know what you
yes,
mean.
Yes, it was 80s.
I know what you meant. It was 80s.
Well, what was their name? Tears for Fears.
I think you are. Oh, that's bravo. That's awesome. You did well. Because I probably wouldn't have been able to do that during the show.
Now tell me where my headphones are.
Yeah, I can
tell you what happened 30 years ago.
You got those cool Bluetooth suckers. You know, you got to start moving on with technology.
I do, yeah.
All right, we were opening up the messenger.
Are we?
Yeah, for a little bit. We got a caller on hold. Don't worry. You are not forgotten. You are next. You are next. I'm not going to reveal the area code because we like suspense. But right now we're going to keep about another 10 seconds because I typed it in first because there's no delay there.
Uh-oh.
And there she is. There she is.
Laura.
Laura.
Hello there.
Hi. How are you guys?
Oh, we're having a good time tonight.
Rock and roll,
yes.
Daddy-o.
So how are you? Okay, wait a minute.
Hang on. I don't know why you turned it down.
I didn't. Yeah, something's going on here.
Keep talking.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know, like...
Louder.
If you see the settlement coming anytime soon, or...
Okay.
What's happening with it?
Okay. Have you gotten any word?
Yeah, you got any information?
No.
Yeah, so you got nothing, though.
No.
So, it's like a cold case.
So you're... Government runs like ours does.
Yeah, isn't it funny? It's not shocking, is it?
No.
It's funny how everybody says, well, my country's better than your country. You know what? Government's government. You know? It is what it is,
exactly.
Right? It is what it is.
All right. So remember, folks, we got to put this out there. Cannot give any definite, like, legal or medical advice.
Any kind of professional stuff. Contractor, yeah. You know, any? Do you have any questions about astronomy or physics? We don't have the degrees.
No, but I can give you an opinion.
Give an opinion based on an intuitive,
yes.
Polaroid snapshot. If people out there even know what a Polaroid is anymore.
Jeez, you are dating yourself.
Ha. All right. Anyway, go ahead, Deb. Or how about, you know what? It wants to be like your cell phone screen capture, where it takes a picture of something on your phone at that moment. Something's going to change afterwards, probably.
Yeah.
But she's going to take a look right now and maybe see a little, where things look like they're going.
Well, and sometimes people will get in touch later after they've pursued it for a few times in the cards, and they'll say, guess what? Finally got it. All right. I'm laying out the cards. And by the way, everybody, I forgot to mention that I'm using a 24-card layout, not simply, you know, just drawing random cards. This is what I do in a private session. I would lay them all out like this. We would do it more than once, but because we have the time constraint of
we got peoples.
Yeah.
Peoples.
Yeah.
So I can only do it once.
Well, Laura knows she's a veteran.
Yes, you are, Laura. You are a veteran of these
readings.
She's
a veteran. All right. Cards are just about down. What do you think about
down.
All this?
Well, remember when we've talked before that you are going to have a home? That you said was going to be in a different province. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's coming. That is still on the horizon for you. I wish I could say, oh, wait till you see your mail Monday morning. Can't say that. I do feel, though, that it is in the works.
Okay.
I wish I know you probably need it, desperately.
Well,
and you've
just,
waited, what, 5 years?
After a while.
Almost like, 6 years.
Yeah.
That is insane.
And you probably get no interest either, right?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, of course not.
They charge me interest.
Oh, double bonus.
My lawyer does.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. Well, you know what? It's a shame that we all can't change the laws and make them pay us. Because they're using their money.
Yeah, you know what they say. Yeah. The way to change the laws is by voting and stuff. But, you know, that takes, like, a lot of years. And
now,
a lot of people being pissed off.
I know that you are a very sweet, such a lovely lady, Laura. And I know that you... What I want to say is eventually this is going to really get under your skin. And I see you actually very aggressively and assertively climbing the chain of command. And saying, I've had enough of this crap. You know, fine.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
Why?
There is no other matter.
There's no, maybe not there, but in the, you know, in the structure of government, there has to be some oversight.
Everybody's accountable to somebody, unless you're the actual top, you know, the president of your country, the premier of your country, you know, whatever you want to call it, the freaking Fuhrer, if you know if that's still around.
Here in our
country. Yeah, ICBC works different because they only deal with motor vehicle accidents.
Well, what if this was money you needed for your care? I mean, my God.
I guess they wouldn't give a flying
boost,
it sounds like.
Well, in this country, people run to the media. And once the media starts shining a light, it's amazing how things happen.
Yeah, and then some, because then you get certain people that in Congress and certain people that are like running against that incumbent say, hey, I wouldn't allow that to happen if you elected me. You know, stuff like that.
We're the only province in Canada that has an ICBC for car insurance.
Well, no wonder you want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, no wonder.
Yep.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. That's like, what province is that?
Yeah, tell us.
BC, British Columbia.
Oh, British Columbia.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'd be saying goodbye, you BC bastards. Yep, when I get a chance.
Well, I gotta wait for my claim.
Sure,
so
understand.
Get out of
oh
BC.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
we understand it's the catch 22.
Yeah,
we got
your claim.
We got
filed, the XYZ.
Yeah, you gotta get that before you can rock and roll, Daddy-O.
We will keep pressing with the cards for you.
Okay.
Because you got a man
to
meet. You got a man. Here, that is part of this whole process. She does.
Oh.
Yes, he's wonderful. He's going to be around, I think I mentioned, he would be around that new home that you will share with your son, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's all going to come to pass.
Yeehaw!
Okay. Yes, I get it.
Actually, that was an accident.
Is that a new noise?
Yes.
That was, Friday we have rebel card reading, so that's a rebel yell. But that was actually an accident.
Yes.
I thought my finger was hovering above the button, but I touched it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Deb. That was a false alarm.
I just wanted to remind her that I see him around your home once you have a new home. And these things, I believe sometimes divine intervention just makes things happen. So we're going to call on the big guy and say, come on, we need this settlement taken care of.
Yeah. Oh, I pray every night.
Oh, I'm sure, hon.
Are we ready?
I'm sure, yeah, go ahead.
Yeehaw!
Now that's the for real subject of your rebel card reading is you got a feeling you just can't shake. That little voice inside, it says that little voice inside you, listen to that stuff.
Shit. That poo-poo.
All right.
Well, it depends if that's for this or for something else. You know, like I say, there's a lot of stuff going on in our lives that we're not talking about on the show. That could be something else.
Yeah, it could definitely be.
But anyway, it is what it is.
Okay, well,
thank you very much.
Face the weekend fearlessly and see what next week brings. All right?
All right. Well, have a good weekend, you guys.
Thank you. We
have a good one.
Celebrate with you, Laura, when you get that settlement.
We'll be here.
Yeah.
Your best.
All right, honey. Take care.
What up on that dog?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's great.
Okay.
We should get it before Christmas.
Let's go to, that's probably government-wise. Ha-ha. Well, even though it's been 6 million years, but. All right, we're going to go to area code 919, North Carolina, right down to the south, 919.
Well, hey there.
Talk to us.
North Kakalaki. Who's on the line with
Hello.
Us?
Hi. This is Kay. Hi. I'm actually in Georgia, but I do have a North Carolina number, so you're right.
Ah, yes.
That's right. Got it. All right.
We understand.
Yes.
So tell us, Kay, what brings you to the show? What's on your mind?
I had an amazing interview yesterday. It felt more like a conversation. And I'm just wondering, when do you see me getting the offer?
I love when people when.
She didn't say yes, do you see me? She said when.
That is really manifesting.
Yes.
She's like, I nailed that shit. So we'll do it. No, I'm saying she's basically saying that.
Okay.
Well, I agree, especially people that have done a lot of interviews. If you're doing interviews and it ends up being a very friendly, casual, a lot of conversation, it almost makes you feel like their mind just got made up right there on the spot.
That's what I'm thinking.
And I would have that same feeling too. They're like, well, you know, you start talking about, and they start talking about your past and their past, and you start having like this conversation like you're sitting at a bar next to each other on a bar table. You know? So it makes you feel like, yeah, I think there's a reason they're having this.
And you know what is sad? So many people are bad at interviews. You know, they don't know how to interview well. And what you did today, that I think is the best thing ever.
What was that?
Instead of going in there all stiff and formal and, you know, and they start wondering what kind of personality has she got?
Yeah.
You know, is she a robot or, you know?
Plus, you know, but it does depend on the position you're interviewing for.
Yeah.
Some of them might be a very sophisticated thing where you kind of got to keep like a robot during the process.
Well, I guess for certain industries.
Certain things where they don't like a lot of levity during the work, you know, like maybe if you're an air traffic controller, I don't think they want you joking around. You know, anyway. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll let you work for Southwest.
Oh, boy.
Bags fly free. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Actually,
here we go.
I don't think they're finished with their interview process or their, you know, they're still, and you're there. You are on the short list for sure. But your cards aren't saying definitively that you will get, I want you to. I want to be wrong. So I'm hoping.
That, you're saying you're pretty sure she's on that final candidate list for sure.
She is, and they may have people come back, you know, when they get down to...
You're right. Sometimes, depending on the position, they have a giant pool, and then they knock it down to, like, 5%, 2%, and then they come back for the final round.
You know,
like a freaking game show.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's funny. One of my clients, he actually was flown to North Carolina for an airline position that he'd be really good for, but he didn't live there yet in that community. They took somebody else, a different guy. And I read the man's cards, the client. I read his cards and I said, that new guy is going to, they're going to can him. I saw that he had a drinking problem. And they are not going to be reliable. He's going to, you know, already start calling in. And sure enough, it was about 3 weeks later that the job application went active again. I mean, the job, what do you call it?
It got reposted, relisted, whatever terminology you want to use.
They got rid of him. And so I told this guy, I said, you know, don't
lose
hope.
You gotta go.
You know, I said, let them know that you are going to relocate there. And he was like, yeah, he would. And he's back in the process now. So, but I don't want to build your hopes up in case you get one of those, you know, where we regret to inform you.
Okay.
Yeah, but I have a very good feeling about it myself. So, all right. Now,
great.
We'll go.
Isn't it working?
Yeah, it does this after a certain point. Hang on. Un momento. There's a time factor here, and sometimes I'll just do this real quick. Da-da. Remember watching Jaws.
And remember, Kay, they can call you back for a different job. Do you remember?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you interviewed for
especially
one.
Especially if the company is not microscopically tiny with like five positions. If they got a lot of positions, they might say, that other part of your resume looks actually more interesting. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Rebel card.
Rebel card, that project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that shit. Mm. As you're back.
Well, something good is on the way. I really think.
Okay, great.
Nail 'em.
Well, call us again, Kate, so we can, you know, keep up with you and how things are turning up.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
All right,
thank
honey.
You.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Yep,
right,
we shall be in touch.
Bye-bye.
All righty, let me check my list.
Yeah, I don't want to get people's hopes up if it's not, you know, stamped.
I am with you. All right.
Yes.
We're going to go to, oh, shit, I didn't, okay, I'll fight it. Delete too many times. We go to, we know this area code, 703, that's in Northern Virginia, 703,
oh,
welcome to the show.
Hi, is
this? Hi, it's Andrea.
Of course it is. Hi.
Absolutely.
Yes.
How
well,
are you?
I took, I'm okay, I took that crappy retail job because I just needed a backup plan. I hate it.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
They make me clock out for a 15-minute break. But I finally had my third interview with this PWC company. Anyway, I had a third interview, just like the last caller. I see myself getting that job, but I have one more interview, actually two on Monday, but another interview in Ashburn, right down the street from my house, a phone call. So which do you think is going to, which you think is going to come through?
Wow, Ashburn's a beautiful area.
I don't know that in there.
I don't think you have. But I think
I don't even know where it is. I've heard of it, but I've never been there.
Dulles Airport.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't been around the Dulles area too much. I don't think I've actually flown even into the airport. Maybe once, but I never left the airport.
So tell me, which one do you have a feeling you want the job you've interviewed three times for, right?
Yeah, I've had three interviews, and the next step is to have, I guess, an in-person interview, I guess, with the vice president and some other team members. So she said she'd get back to me. That would be a great job, but the other one is a PCI. It's like a construction company, admin right down the street from my house. I think there's just a phone interview, so I don't know where that will come, but I think hopefully one of these two will come through because this retail job, it just sucks. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know what? They were such great jobs, nobody would ever want to leave them.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. But they serve their purpose.
It's serving my purpose. This is my backup plan. But
some income's better than no income. And
while
you work, you keep on looking. So it's no big deal.
Yep, that's true. And they experience so much turnover.
And they know it. That's the nature.
You wouldn't even really be missed.
That's the nature of their business. They know that is how it's going to be. That's just the way
it is.
Well,
I have an interview on Monday with Lidl as well because I don't want to do the coach job. I mean, for someone to make me clock out for a 15-minute break is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I have never had to clock out for a break.
It's crazy.
I have worked at some places many years ago where you clocked out for your 30-minute lunch. That is what it is.
Yeah.
I've never clocked out for a 15-minute break. That almost seems like a pain in the ass for the person that has to verify.
I know. I'm not 10 years old.
No, but they must have employees that are skimming time off.
Or they have people in charge that are freaking paranoid.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Deb.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you this, Andrew, right off the top. If you don't get that job interviewed for three times, I'm going to have to eat these cards. I'll need a lot of hot sauce.
That is obviously a figure of speech.
Well, I've said that before, and I thought, the positive answer.
Yeah, there's a lot of coatings on these things that could really
be
toxic to you.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
I really think it's coming through for you. I really do. The ones that you've done, the three interviews, and under your sure to come true. You've got three beautiful fives. That is like a triple great event coming to you in the way of like it's got a commitment. It's filled with blessings and future opportunity, and that is beautiful. But the one over here, I think now they're going to call you. You haven't been set up with an actual interview with the VP or anything yet? They're going to call you?
No. She's going to call me, I guess, sometime
I guess the middle of next week is when she's going to call people to come in for an in-person. But the one on Monday I have is a phone interview with the company right here down the street. It's like 4 miles. And I have one with Lidl and the one with another company, because I'd rather work at a Lidl, you know, retail thing than have to work at a Coach. I'm over this.
We got you. Roger that.
Yeah, Coach as in the what are they, designers?
The purse store. Yeah.
And snotty, you know, upper crust people.
No, they just make you clock in and out for breaks and wear black. And, I mean, it's just a pain. I don't like it.
They're very micromanaging, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what? If I'm going to be micromanaged, you better pay me to be micromanaged, too.
It's $16 an hour. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to pay me to work for you acting like you're a Nazi, you better give me some good pay.
You could drive
for
Amazon for $20 an hour.
But, you know, or more.
I don't
want to
do that either.
No, we're just saying there's a lot better jobs without being harassed. That's what she's getting at.
Well, do you think the one in Ashburn will come through, that job will come through too? Or do you think the other one would have a better chance of the other one?
I need to reload my...
Do you really need to do that?
Well, I can't get a handle on it without doing that. So would you be moving if it was Ashburn? Would you move?
The show.
Yes, because it's 5 miles from my house. The other one is a little further, but I'm sure it's probably better pay, better benefits. And I would do it, but I'd rather stay closer to home.
Okay, now we're demonstrating to you all right now. This is how I do my sessions. You come with your questions, and we keep rolling. That's Jim playing around.
I had to play around with a little Halloween skeleton dog.
Yeah, if you guys like this, go to Home Depot.
Yeah, a lot of the blog talkers are wondering what the hell we're even talking about. But...
Oh, I bet. Okay, I got to focus here.
Okay, well, what she's putting the cards down and focusing, I've been monitoring. We have another caller on hold. Don't worry about the clock. We're going to be able to go past the hour.
Okay.
The other person that's on hold. We're going to be able to go past the hour. You're not going to get screwed sitting here. We got you.
Nice. You've been such a regular that, you know, everybody should see how we do this anyways. And each question gets its own layout, generally.
Oh, yeah. Not on this show, it doesn't.
No.
Mind you, because we have people come in with two of them, and you don't get two layouts, because then we would never have all our folks getting their free readings. All right, the cards are down.
Okay, was it the Lidl job you wanted?
No. It's the other. It's a PCR. It's a construction company, like the admin job in Ashburn. And then the other one is in Herndon.
Yeah, okay. Well, I feel... you are going to be very challenged in the construction job, if that's the, you know.
Yeah, well, she's in the admin part, but still, it's a new learning experience.
It's going to be a new learning experience. You're going to feel like you are Miss America there, because you're going to have a lot of male attention. Yeah, I know, that's never a bad thing.
You bitches.
So,
no.
He just said you bitches.
Yeah. I don't like to be objectified. Don't look at my cleavage. Well, then why the hell did you show your cleavage? You know, anyway, go ahead.
All right. So I think that you've got a shot for that, a good shot. But just bear in mind, going in, it will be challenging. The other job, the one that you've interviewed 3 times, looks like a walk in the park for you.
Okay.
So, all right. But I think you're going to have a shot at that one. All right.
Okay.
Jim, do your thing.
Oh, and I'll say, this is where I get screwed.
Why?
Because you re-racked everything and I wasn't ready.
Yeah!
You deviated from the plan. Shame on you. All right. Well, I just grabbed the first card and I'm going to roll with it. Whoa, shoot.
Okay.
But, well, let's see. This one jumped out too. Oh, I think this one might be good.
Yeah.
The subject is you do you.
Yeah.
Stop trying to change people. That shit never works.
I don't know if that applies to your working situation.
No, not really. I think that she is trying to do. She's doing that already.
I do think so.
By doing all this job.
Yeah.
So don't deviate from that. Maybe is what that's saying. You keep doing you. Yeah. Keep being proactive with the job search. Don't stop doing that.
I'm doing it every day.
Yep, and keep on doing it until, because you should do you and keep on doing it until you are satisfied.
And I feel you're going to be telling Coach sayonara before too long.
Well, she knows that's happening.
Yeah. That was very proactive of you, though. You know, take the bird in the bush, let's so to speak.
Yeah, you know, I mean, unemployment's 360.
Bird in the hand, excuse me.
It's much better than unemployment, but I can't stand it, but it's better than unemployment.
Yeah.
True that. Yeah, a job's a job, and it will pay the bills while you get a better one.
Yep. And check in with us next week.
I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. Take care, honey.
All right.
There he goes.
All right, we are going to probably our last caller, but not least, and it's the last one on hold right now. If somebody calls after this, we apologize.
Yes.
But we shall go to 678, which is in Georgia. 678, welcome to the show.
Hello, Georgia.
Bring it on.
Who are we speaking to?
We'll be patient. They've been on hold for a little while.
Hello there.
Bingo.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What is your first name, please?
This is Jaylen, you guys.
Oh Jaylen.
My gosh. Hello. Cool. How are you
doing? She caught me off guard because typically when she calls in, she's already typing to us on Facebook.
Oh, I see.
So she was sneaky.
Right. I normally do yell. I try to sneak in on the back end. So, yeah.
You did well, my dear. You did well. All right. Yes. What's cooking? What's new? And what would you like to know?
Yes. Very nice question.
Okay. So I'm not, even though I'm laughing, I'm not at a very good point in my life right now.
Okay.
I've had so many run-ins with my boss.
Oh.
This current week, we butted heads, and I've tried to keep the peace. I have no idea what she has against me. I really want to know if I'm going to be able to have a good working relationship with her going forward.
Awesome question.
That is a really good question.
Yes,
and,
that
and
is.
If there's a lot of people listening and watching, it's a good example of
how you can use these readings.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, I don't know that we had anybody specifically ask directly, indirectly a little bit, about a love reading.
No.
Even though that's typically the most popular reading there is, we had a little bit, I think it was Pat, right, a little bit. A little bit of about the initial door opening stuff.
Yeah, but see, we have been forgetting to tell them. We cover the entire spectrum.
But it looks like
tonight
we need that little briefing.
Didn't. Yeah.
Of course, we didn't have any newbies, though.
No.
That's true. I mean, yeah, maybe that might be something you need to put in your little automatic write-up, too.
I think you're right.
Forward.
Yeah.
Lessons learned. Well, you always should always learn lessons. No matter how many times,
do
a job, you can always learn a little bit to make it a tiny bit better. All right, what do you got, Deb?
What I got for you is interesting that the nature of your relationship is, in fact, changing. And I feel that if you were to put I'm trying to think of the word. It's not coming. If you were put a little bit of a feeler out there, I could see you easily jumping to a different job within that organization. I have to tell you, I think she's going through some very, very serious medical problems. Yeah, and it doesn't look good.
So she's letting it roll into her professional life.
Well, maybe
she's a human being.
Yeah, for sure. It's
chemo, maybe it's radiation. But I'm not seeing that she's going to survive it. So I thought I would share that with you. I just feel it's important for you to know she isn't doing it personally. To you, she's just really having a rough go of it.
You are a target of venting, I guess, apparently.
And not being able
it feels like that.
Yeah.
But it looks like you're just like, There you are. I'll just go off on you because you're there and it'll make me feel better. And
well,
they probably don't even realize it either, right?
No, I don't think so.
When they're
right.
That messed up?
When you're dealing with, you know, like stage four or end stage, eventually she'll be out of the job.
If it's truly that.
Yeah.
Because we are not medical experts. Disclaimer.
Yeah, that's right. I should have said that.
Well, that's what you did.
But I just feel, and she may be convinced she's got one foot on a banana peel. And it may,
mm-hmm.
because looking at this, it's like she's already, you know, willing to, or not willing, but she's fighting leaving her life. So if you have kind of a little understanding of that, otherwise I think eventually there's a man that's above her would be coming to speak to you. There is?
No, she's asking.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Yeah, he will eventually want a private meeting with you, possibly to look at you taking over her job.
Oh, no, ma'am.
You don't want that?
I knew you were going to say that.
I have seen that a lot where I work.
Yeah, they don't want it.
Where they don't want the other person's job. It's because the responsibility versus dollars is not.
Yeah, I have a 7-year-old for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
And how does the saying go? How does the saying go? All money is not good money.
That's true.
It is true. A lot of times it's how much money I get and how much crap that I have to go through to get it. Sometimes it's not worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Like you with lateral moves, when they've offered them to you, Jim, you've said no.
Well, I've seen the writing on the wall and that. I was like, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah!
Right.
So, okay. But if you could try, all right, I just want to give everyone
the I'm fine. That was just, it was, all right. She's the last.
I just want to say, maybe you could try to give her a little bit of extra space as far as acting out on you.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think, personally, right now, as a result of this reading, I don't feel she'll be there very long. She's going to either go off on a, taking like a sojourn or a absence.
It could be a leave of absence. It could be a lot of different things. And maybe Dempsey's medical, but, you know, medical, they're in the same boat, you know.
That's true.
Mental health is the whole same, you know, the thing now that's becoming more real at work.
That is. All right, let's see what the rebel card.
All right, the subject is shit is going down with your job.
Is that good or bad?
Well, here it says. It's telling you some things. Reevaluate, change your perspective, or frickin' quit. So change your perspective, or quit. You got three options. She's probably going to do the first one, would be smart, reevaluate.
It's not you.
Right.
Yeah, remember
that. I've been filling out applications, so.
Could be change your perspective. It could be the first two. F and quit, probably. That's not going to be an option for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't see
so
that.
So you already had something already lined up. You never do that first.
Right, for sure.
I hope this gave you some insight that something's going on with her.
Okay? Yeah,
and
I hate
it's
that.
Not right. Doesn't mean it's right.
No, it's not right.
No.
I definitely have compassion for at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, well, and keep tabs on that and keep calling us.
Yeah, call us more so we'd like to follow your story.
She can explore that more. Especially as you start gaining more insight and more stuff, especially now that you know this and you have more interactions, you can come back to and tell us how that went.
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
For sure. I definitely call you guys back.
Great. See, that's the beauty, everybody, of this type of card reading, personal prophecy. It enables you to see down that path what's going on with somebody and how you want to react, okay?
Right.
So not everything is about us. A lot of times it's about them.
Or other things
other
that you don't
factors,
even know are out there
right.
yet. Right. All right, you have a good night.
Yeah, take care, hon. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys
right.
have a good Yeah, you guys also have a great weekend.
We'll do our
we
best.
We shall do so. Happy weekend.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Now, see,
right.
these were all very interesting questions tonight.
Yeah. And we only had like a half a love question on the one with
right.
that. A little bit. Sort of, kind of. It was, but it wasn't, because who knows. So that was the big like thing I said. It's like, if any kind of question you want to ask, it doesn't have to be love.
Right, doesn't. But it can also involve other types of love. Love of job, love of country, love
friendship,
of,
love of a pet.
Yeah. So I guess it does work in its way.
Love is in there.
All right, you ready?
Well, hang on. Let me, I swung and I missed on the shuffle, which I didn't even do anyway because we had done.
Everybody, we've enjoyed you immensely.
Long time.
We like to, you know. This show is over, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I
guess
tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Eastern.
Say goodbye.
I can love Dr. Joe.